NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
The United States is going to restrict air travel from South Africa and seven other countries over concerns over a new COVID variant. With the ban set to go into effect Monday, Democratic Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California says the Biden administration has to be careful to do the right thing while avoiding the appearance of discrimination.
We're just learning about this new variant, so I'm not certain, and I have to be honest, I'm not certain what the policy should be, because we cannot deny people the right to come into the United States only from Africa or only from certain countries.
President Biden calls Monday's new travel restrictions a precautionary measure. In a statement, the president urged those who have not gotten vaccinated yet to do so right away. Individuals 5 and older are able to get the shots. Biden is also urging those who are fully vaccinated to get their COVID booster shots. 9 victims of the Wisconsin Christmas parade crash are still recovering in the hospital. Yesterday, one patient was released to continue recovery at home, leaving 9 juvenile patients still in Children's Wisconsin. 4 of those still in the hospital are in serious condition. 6 people have died and more than 60 others were injured when the driver of a vehicle plowed his way through participants in a Christmas-themed parade a week ago in Waukesha. Congress is facing a government funding deadline when it returns to work next week. Matt Mattinson has the story.
The government runs out of money on December 3rd. Another short-term funding extension could happen as Democrats try to get something passed using their small majorities in the House and Senate. Congress is looking at other deadlines, which include raising the nation's debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said last week she believes the debt limit will be reached on December 15th. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And in college football today, the Michigan Wolverines and head coach Jim Harbaugh snapped an 8-game losing streak against rival Ohio State. They beat the Buckeyes this afternoon in Ann Arbor 42-27. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.